Peter Giles, it's 28 minutes to 9. Ministers must protect funding for state-run nursery schools in England or risk seeing nurseries close. So say MPs from all parties, including prominent Conservatives. They warn that children with disabilities and special education needs stand to lose out. Some head teachers say they've already seen cuts, which they describe as devastating. From Atherston in Warwickshire, Ross Hawkin reports.
There's the days, and we can hear the birds chirping all around us.
Gardens and guitars and a robust-looking game of football. In this nursery school, it's owned by the state and paid for directly by taxpayers, like a council-run primary or secondary school would be. Amanda King's the head here and at another nursery nearby, and fears they may not stay open for very much longer.
Without supplementary funding, the schools cannot stand on their own 2 feet financially.
So the two schools would have to close?
They would close, yes.
She's not asking for extra money. That supplementary cash she mentions is an existing £60 million a year fund that keeps nurseries like hers open, and that fund runs out in 2020.
From the start of next year, Amanda School, for example, will have 7 people starting who have really severe disability needs.
And that worries some Conservatives, like Amanda's MP Craig Tracy, a ministerial aide, who fears that because these state-owned schools have to do more for children with special needs than privately run nurseries, the most vulnerable could suffer if they close.
What we don't know at the moment is what would happen to those children with the special educational needs, because there is no compulsion for any of the private sector nurseries to give that care.
And other Conservative MPs have similar concerns. The chair of the Education Select Committee, Robert Halford, and Chichester MP, Gillian Keegan.
If the bean counters of the Treasury are looking at this, they need to look at it in terms of cost-benefit, because if they don't invest in maintained nurseries now, it will store up huge problems later on.
They're a very precious resource which we ought to nurture and not leave in this kind of insecure state. 2020 is 18 months away. You need to start planning. If you're not going to have a job in 18 months, what are you going to do instead?
Now, those MPs and teachers all know that these schools cost more, almost a third more, than private providers. And the Department for Education says they're working closely with the nurseries to better understand the value they offer. And the government supports low-income and working families with up to 30 hours free childcare. Decisions will be made, they say, as part of the next spending review, but the schools insist they're already teetering on the edge.
We basically had an embargo on buying anything. We were phoning printing companies and asking if they would donate paper. So we had rolls of wallpaper for drawing on.
Carol Jakes, who runs a directly funded nursery in Norwich.
We lost £14,500 in October when we'd already had to make savings of about £60,000. So it was devastating, really.
Devastating because teaching, caring for these children while trying to balance the books is an emotional business. Especially in Warwickshire, where for Amanda, closure seems a very real prospect.
At the end of the day, if the schools close and the places aren't there, I don't know where the children will go, and it's hard not to feel like you've failed.
That was Ross Hawkins reporting, and listening to his report, in the studio with me is the Children's Minister, Nadeem Zahawi. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You heard the passion there of the people who run these schools. You heard, for example, Amanda King, the head there, saying she feels like she'd fail vulnerable children if the school was declared. In the end, people want to know whose side you're on. You're on their side fighting for the money? You're with the Treasury saying, well, we can't really justify giving them more than other schools get.
Well, I didn't just hear it. I experienced it firsthand. Actually, Ross was with us at the North Sea Nursery School in Luton. And I've been to Lanterns Nursery in Winchester and Hindley Nursery in Wigan. And I've met with the All Party Group, run by my very good colleagues in Parliament. And I think maintained nursery schools provide a really valuable part of the greater social mobility plan that we have. We've made £60 million available to them because they help the most disadvantaged in our society. That's the message that I want local government to understand. I'm working with the sector to understand the value that they bring. And you know, there is a spending review. Our funding is there for those schools till 2020.
work, in other words,
are really, really an important part, a very valuable part of the overall system that we've put in place. So we deliver free childcare to the most advanced 2-year-olds, about 500,000 of them have taken advantage of that.
It seems to be clear that you're saying these schools are special, they're different, they have an obligation to help children that there is no obligation on private nurseries to help, and they cost more.
They do
and
cost
then more. You're saying local government should listen, and they say, well, look, yeah, but look at the pressures we're under. If you really believe that, you in Whitehall, you in Westminster, you've got to cough up the funds, and you've got to do it soon.
But we have. So there are 397 of these very good maintained nurseries. We've made $60 million a year available to them, additional help until 2020. We've also, remember, we made £200 billion available to local government, including for childcare.
That extra fund you just mentioned.
Yes.
As you all know, what they're saying to you is, look, that's vital. But they're worried that it's going to run out. And they're worried they can't really plan unless they know soon, because 2020 is not a long time away. If you're recruiting staff and you're making investments, they want to know soon that it will carry on.
Well,
so when might they know?
So the message I'm sending out, and I'm working with the sector to understand the value. There is a spending review next year. I do not want local government to make premature decisions on these very valuable maintained nurseries at this stage. So that's my message. I'm working very hard with the sector to understand the value. I saw firsthand what they do and how critical they are to those communities. I don't think I can be much clearer than that at this stage.
Well, the only thing you might be able to help us with is this. If you're a council and you're forming your budget, you say, there's a series of dreadful decisions. There's difficult decisions on care for the elderly, not repairing roads. There's a difficult decision here. They hear your words, but it's not pound, shillings and pence. All they want to know is when will they know whether there's cash to help them make the decision by the sound of it you want them to make to keep them open.
So at the moment, if they're having that conversation as you articulated, they've got $60 million additional funding this year, next year, all the way up to 2020. And we're working with the sector very closely to really get a handle on this additional value that they really do provide. And there is a spending review, and we will, in the usual way we do things in government, there is a sort of 5-yearly cycle of spending reviews. We will be making those arguments. What I don't want them to do in local government is to make premature decisions now around these very valuable nurseries that provide an extraordinary level of care.
So when we hear, for example, the chair of the Education Select Committee, Conservative Rob Halfont, saying, don't let the bean counters of the Treasury mess it up. When we hear Lucy Bell, who's led the all-party campaign from Labour, echo the same thing, you're basically saying you're on their side.
I am listening very carefully to them, but more importantly, I'm working with the sector, and I hope the sector actually, many of them are contributing to the work that we're doing in terms of value, and we will continue to do that.
My name's Arwee, Children's Minister. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure. It's not-